March 13th, 2015, St. Thomas Aquinas says, "Praise be to Jesus." Bear with me for a while as I present to you this analogy. You carry with you a pocketbook, and you are very careful to safeguard its contents. It is not so much the purse itself that you wish to secure, but what is contained within the purse. Now, liken the purse to the heart which carries within it the spirituality of the soul. Traditions of faith within the heart must be safeguarded, lest they be stolen away. The thief is Satan and his minions. He challenges the truth through intellect, but faith is not based upon intellect. Faith is believing in what you cannot see or prove. Souls have to be careful in their attempts to prove faith matters to others. If truth is presented to the soul and God offers the gift of faith with the truth, it is a free will choice as to whether the soul accepts the truth or not. This is how holy love comes into play in the remnant faithful. If the soul is embraced and embraces holy love, he will be less likely to be persuaded by intellect to abandon tradition. This is why Jesus and his Holy Mother have been preparing hearts for these times of compromise of truth. These messages of holy love are providing a secure refuge for the truth, a safe pocketbook away from the thief. A note is given to read 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. And we also thank God constantly for this, that when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of men, but as what it really is, the word of God, which is at work in you believers. Another note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 13 through 15. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved, through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter. Scripture verses asked to be read by St. Thomas Aquinas.